1430 ESPN, WBEV AM Beaver Dam, a Good Karma Brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the damn sports show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Thursday, Beaver Dam, as we get going here. Feels a lot like a Friday, and I think part of that is because of how much fun we do have coming up in the high school slate later this weekend. Jam-packed slate for Daily Dodge TV. You're going to have all kinds of softball action on Saturday for the Beaver Dam Softball Slamboree, but we'll also have baseball involved in the fold, so we'll make sure tomorrow is a very heavy prep-focused show. But until then, we have some fun ideas today. I think we're going to have a lot of fun in this hour here on the Damn Sports Show. Wally Lukaczynski, Ashley Dobrzynski. Before I lay out what we're going to be talking about here in the first block, Dobes, how is your day going? I know you were over at Hoekstra's this morning getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day.
I was. It was fun. Yeah, Very pretty out there. I know you've been out there.
Are you a green thumb?
No.
No, you're not?
I wish I was, but unfortunately, you can't really be a green thumb, Walter, in an apartment.
I mean, I guess you're right.
And I'm sorry, but if you're about to say, well, there's ways to... No, there's really not. I'm not going to have soil in my apartment.
Well, I'm not going to dox you in your location where you live, but I do think that your setup might be more... possible to have plant life.
Yeah, I agree. There definitely is a possibility of plants. Like, my sister has a ton of plants in her apartment, and it's nothing against plants. However, I can't, like, grow vegetables. I mean, I could try.
What do you mean you can't? I feel like the actual process of growing vegetables...
You can't grow a vegetable in an apartment.
Put it over by the window. It's starting to get warm outside. Let it get some sunlight. You got maybe some greenage in there.
I guess. We'll see. I would like to be more of a green thumb, but... It's neither here nor... I just don't think I would be able to do a lot in an apartment. I really like their hanging baskets, and I wanted to take one home. But again, I don't know. I don't think I could hang that from the ceiling.
I will say, I did see some Dobrzynski faithful of the family were commenting, wink, wink.
Well, here's the thing.
Make sure you help out mom for Sunday.
And I can say this because I know she's not listening, and if she is, whoops. But I think she already knows her gift for Mother's Day, because she's also at a graduation right now, so there's no way she's listening. Maybe my dad is. But my mom, no, she, our family, our the siblings, got her a bunch of plants. So, like, I don't think they're at the hanging basket, which is what she commented on our Facebook that she wants. And I think I'm just going to have to take her out to Hoekstra's instead.
Hey, you know what? That's okay. Let her get a lay of the land, pick her own plant.
She's very, like, picky about her plants.
Well, she's a Dobrzynski. I ain't surprised she's a little picky.
I have one of the funniest videos of her one time when she was watering every year. When she gets these hanging plants, a bird makes a nest in them. Every single year it happens. And she... a bird flew at her one time, and you saw her just, like, go like this. It was awesome.
We're rooting for you, even though Ashley's trying to throw you under the bus here.
I'm not trying to throw her under the bus, but...
Mother's Day weekend, no less. It's a sad day.
Yeah.
Ashley, let's talk a little football.
Sorry.
No, please. This is as much your show as it is mine. What were you saying?
No, you said... Mother's Day weekend, it's a sad day.
Well, it reminds me of Willie Brown at the NFL draft. Every single time while he was still with us on this earth, in the second and third round, he'd start every single pick when he was a representative for the Raiders with something to the effect of, make sure that you go out and get your mom something special this weekend. They're the best people in the world. And it's become a tradition at the draft. So as it is Mother's Day weekend, happy Mother's Day to all. We'll say it again tomorrow, but make sure you go out and take care of your mother. Just like Goody is trying his best to take care of his quarterback and Jordan Love. And Ashley. Well, first of all, Snaps.
No, I'm still confused why you said it's a sad day. Well, you said Mother's Day, it's a sad day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We'll have to check the tape. I don't believe
we
that.
Will,
we have YouTube during
you said,
the break.
You said Mother's Day's this weekend, it's a sad day.
Red flag.
Which is why I asked about it. And then you started on the Raiders thing and it made no sense to me.
No, if anything, it's a sad day. Willie Brown's no longer with us, but I'm throwing the red challenge flag in the break. I'm coming back. I'm looking. I did not say it was a sad day at any point.
You did, unless I'm like hallucinating.
I'm pretty sure you were.
I'm pretty sure I'm not. But I guess we can go back to your about Goody, even though the snaps about Goody, even though it was a meh attempt.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you gotta pat yourself in the back because nobody else will. But today we decided, because there's been a lot of power rankings going out, whether
yes.
it's who's improved the most this offseason, who had the best draft, power rankings in general of where teams stack up going into the offseason. I figured that over the coming weeks, when we do have these periods, these days where there's not as much prep, I'd love to look at the NFC North in particular and really dive into this division. And naturally, when you look at football, it's a quarterback league. Mm-hmm. If you do not have a top-of-the-line quarterback, it is very unlikely that you are going to be playing deep into the NFL postseason with actual stuff on the line. Luckily, here in Green Bay, or at least in Wisconsin, there is a lot of belief that you have that in Jordan Love. I want to start with power ranking the quarterback position in the NFC North, Ashley, and I want us both to almost work backwards. Doesn't that feel better? Start at
sure.
four, work up to one?
Sure, that works for me.
I will get us going here because I don't imagine that we're going to be too different. When you look at the quarterback position in this division at large, there is a clear and obvious team that seems to be falling behind right now, especially mm-hmm. given the fact that as much as I don't like the guy, 12 months after Sam Darnold left, he's a Super Bowl champion in Seattle.
Yeah.
Minnesota, with that Michigan man at quarterback who they are just insistent on giving every opportunity, as they should. He's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
They are falling behind, and because of that, I think that the Vikings are going to once again be right around that middle of the road because, frankly, he's not it. 9 ain't him.
Well, sorry, I'm a little confused. Are we ranking J.J. McCarthy or 9?
J.J. McCarthy, that's his nickname, 9.
9's the alter ego, I thought.
Well, yeah, naturally. I mean, you have Kyler Murray out there, who they just picked up. So, yeah, you would imagine he's going to start. But what happens when Kyler Murray is the Kyler Murray we've seen for the last several years in Arizona, and the little guy isn't able to be as explosive as he was when he came into the league. And if there's even that moment where you're sitting there and you see the Vikings hovering at 3-5, you know that the school guys are going to start saying it's time. It's time. Bring in J.J. McCarthy. And I think Packer fans and everybody in the NFC North is praying that day comes.
You totally missed my bit.
Well, no, what did I miss?
I was doing a bit because remember J.J. literally said, that's not me out there. That's 9.
Yeah.
And then that's why I said, are we ranking J.J. or are we ranking 9?
Actually, you know what? That's actually a really good point. So it's 5. It's
yes,
5 quarterback
thank you.
Rankings.
There we go. That's what I was getting at. The moment was lost. So obviously, no duh, the Vikings quarterback situation, whether it is J.J. McCarthy or Kyler Murray, I just don't think they're going to be better than 4.
Murray wins that job, right?
You would think. Well,
He's got to worry about 9. He's got to worry about 9.
That's terrible. I remember like after he came out and said that, people online were like, that's not McCarthy's stats. That's 9 stats.
And I beg anybody that hasn't seen it too to go out and pull the video, but the face he makes while he's trying to do the alter ego too.
Yeah.
It's like this, like, bulldog that you're just, like, trying to get, like, the peanut butter off the roof of his mouth.
Trying? Yeah. And, like, yeah, I remember when he got drafted, everybody was like, he's going to be so good. Then he, like, tore his... What did he tear?
It doesn't matter. It was his knee. I think he had an ACL tear. He was out for the year.
ACL. Okay, whatever. Not the point. But, yeah, he's out for the year. And then, you know, Sam Darnold's in there. And then he comes back and everyone's like, he's going to be great. Like, he's so good.
You
and
were
then,
willing to move on from Sam Darnold to everybody's like, JJ he's got to be looking good.
And he was not looking good.
No.
And there's a great photo of in the Packers game of him just, like, folded. Like, his head is on the ground. His legs are, like, over his head. Oh, poor Nine. Yeah, he's never going to be number one in the NFC North.
Well, the big thing for them and whoever the quarterback is, the one thing that I can give and at least say for Kyler Murray, if there's still the believers out there, and I'm sure there are still some that want to believe in what they saw early in his career, that he can be that guy, then it can still extend the drive with his legs on third down. But the key for him is that he's going to have a better receiving core than he's ever had in his career, arguably with the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, maybe the best 1B wide receiver out there. And you have a great coaching staff. It's a great place.
KOC.
Literally. And if he can find a way to get Kyler Murray to look like rookie in first few years, I can see why people might push him up a little bit. But I think it's a testament to how good the NFC North quarterback play is that we both have him at four.
I feel like the Vikings have so much potential.
They do.
They do. They just need, they have everything but a quarterback.
And right now, at least, trying to spin the tires once again on a quarterback that has been a large reason why Jonathan Cannon is actually going to be wearing the G on his polo this year as a defensive coordinator instead of being a head coach is directly because of the guy that's in Minneapolis now. Yeah. Who will likely start. Number three, who do you have?
I have Caleb Williams.
You're putting Caleb Williams at three?
I am. What are you putting there?
I put Jared Goff at three, okay. But I want to hear your reasoning for Caleb Williams first.
I think that Williams, he has had one good year. Obviously, this past year was very good. I think that he will move into number two if he's consistent this year. I just feel like it's so hard to... It's so hard to definitely say, hey, Caleb is the guy when the first year was tough. The second year was a lot better. I do think Caleb Williams is going to be good again, but I think going up versus a veteran quarterback like Goff, I just think that Williams doesn't have that level of play yet to beat out Goff for that second position.
All right, you know what? This will be easy because I will at least parlay mine and tell you a little bit because while I have Jared Goff 3, I have Caleb 2, and I'll explain in a second why. But for Caleb, first of all, this is a guy that, and you look at all four quarterbacks in this league, in this division, I think he has the highest ceiling.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
With that highest ceiling, though, he perhaps has the lowest floor of the quarterbacks we haven't mentioned already that are perhaps a state to the west of Wisconsin. But when you have Ben Johnson, it felt like last year things started to click for that offense as the year went on. I think people forget that the Bears, the first month of the season, were not a good operation. People were already doing the panic thing once again in the Windy City. I mean, it took two big wins to end out September for them to be 2-2. They had to kick a last-second game-winning field goal in Las Vegas, which felt like a home game for the Bears, for them to be 2-2. Otherwise, we might have an entirely different outlook on this team as a whole right now, but credit to them, to what they've done. They have continued to win in the fourth quarter. Yeah. I just am interested when you have so many of these comebacks, we talk about the natural regression and a regression candidate. And I think that you're going to at least have a lot of belief that it can be the Bears. I'm still putting them at two. I think that Jared Goff, Ashley, tell me if this is absurd to you.
Okay.
There's this thing called the Dalton line that formerly the Around the NFL podcast, now the Heed the Call. Jeez, well, we got there. Heed the Call. It's my ironically one of my favorite listens.
Sure.
It's great. Anyways, Heed the Call has done the Dalton line. Okay. And what that is the league average quarterback.
Okay.
For the longest time, that was a guy like Andy Dalton. I think Jared Goff is just a tick, a hair above that line. He's a slightly above average quarterback.
Yeah, and I completely agree, and I think he is an average quarterback. The only thing that gets me is that he's a veteran, and he like has had the experience where Williams has not yet. And I think that – I don't think that Caleb – this, like, pains me to say. Like, I don't think Caleb Williams is bad, and I do think he's going to be good this year. But I think that you need to see it consistently before you can say he's a number two. Jared Goff has had consistently productive quarterbacks years. I'm not saying that he hasn't, and they have a great coach with Dan Campbell and that whole staff. And I think he's very reliable. They just haven't made – they kind of just, like, choke in the playoffs. But, I mean, so do Packers, so.
Well, and it's part of the reason why I think that there's – everybody in Chicago, I can already tell you, the Bears fans out there, they're putting Caleb Williams one. And part of the reason why I had him a tick above Goff, because what we were just saying is that you win because of Caleb Williams at points. You also lose because of Caleb 100. Williams at points.
I also just don't know if I could ever bring myself to say that Caleb Williams – is a number two guy.
Well, you know what? I might try to argue for him just to make it a little fun, because I do have him too for a reason. But Jared Goff, the last thing on him before we swift over to what I believe is both of our number ones then, is with Jared Goff, you will never lose games because of what he does. He is a very...
I
have the offense in front of me. If my first read's not there, I have my second. If not, I'm going to get rid of the ball. We're going to live the fight another day. But you also don't win because of him, and it's why the Detroit Lions, I think, have taken a step back, because while it wasn't the Super Bowl tax, so to speak, a couple years ago, they had their window. You even heard Dan Campbell say, I'm worried that our window is closed last year during the season. And how often do you ever hear a coach actually articulate that verbally? It doesn't happen, and they do not have a quarterback, at least to what I believe, that is going to be able to elevate that Detroit Lions team unless he gets a little bit more help. And they're still a good team, but I think at this point they're just on that outside contender tier versus anything, which frankly is where the Packers have been. So I'll let you go. Jordan Love, number one, for what reason?
Of course he is. No, I think that with Love, you've seen the consistency over the years, and I think that Jordan Love has had he has never had, and this might be a hot take, he's always had good receivers. He hasn't had great ones. Well, up until this past year with Tucker Kraft, and then obviously he gets injured. But if you look at what like Aaron Rodgers had, he had Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams. Davante Adams specifically always stands out to me because you know how good Davante is. And when Aaron Rodgers and Davante would connect, it was always something great. With Jordan Love, I'm not saying that Romeo Doubs wasn't good. I'm not saying that Dontavian Wicks wasn't good, or, you know, Jaden Reed's still very, like, I'm a big fan of Jaden Reed. They're all good. They're not great.
Yeah.
We're not sitting in this room saying, hey, Jaden Reed is the best wide receiver in the league. There are probably times that a lot of people said Davante Adams was. And I think that Jordan Love has been able to play so good with the guys that he has been given. And I think that he has been able to take the Packer team, which I remember when he first started, I specifically remember my dad and I having this conversation of, crap, this is going to be a down year for the Packers. It's a transition period. We don't know what Love can do. And I'm pretty sure we ended up going to the playoffs that year.
Toyotathon happened.
Exactly. And so Jordan Love, he studied under Aaron Rodgers. He knows how to play the game. And I would argue that Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks out there. Learning from somebody like that and being able to duplicate it with on averagely good wide receivers, I think that once you give Jordan Love some very, very talented talks about like wide receiver, best wide receivers in the league, you will see a different type of quarterback.
The conversation for the past several years up until this last season was that there was a collection of twos. Mm-hmm. The wide receiver two, there were like four of them in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
What matters and what is the reality is that this next year is, to me, a very significant year for Jordan Love and how he's perceived not only in the league but in his own building. Mm-hmm. Because you're right. Now they have a couple guys that they believe, Christian Watson, coming off the injury he had, he really took a step forward. You have Matthew Golden, who the belief is he can eventually be a star in this offense. You have Jaden Reed still. You have Tucker Kraft. The offensive line, while it's not a strength on this team, it shouldn't be a cataclysmic failure either. With that being said, when you have that defense with Micah Parsons, there's no excuses anymore.
No, there's not. And there's, yeah, you can't. Whoa, sorry. Voice kind of went gone there. Yeah, there's no excuse with having Micah Parsons there anymore to not have, and when you have Parsons and Love, like, there's just no excuse.
Well, and my only pushback to your point, because he has been consistent in large stretches, but he has been prone to that one game-changing turnover.
Yes.
And last year, he did a good job for large stretches of that season avoiding it, but they still rear their ugly head at points. Last year, it didn't happen. When you got to the postseason, Jordan Love was spectacular, and then you get into the second half, and it felt like they were sitting on their hands trying to just will the clock to stop and run out. And that maybe as now he's going into that pivotal year for him as a starter, maybe he gets more control of the offense where he can audible at the line of scrimmage when it looks like things are taken away. But I am with you. When you have the number one quarterback and what I believe is the number one quarterback in the division, you got to win. You got to win the division. You got to be a Super Bowl, real, genuine Super Bowl threat.
And I think that's a very, very high chance of happening this year.
We'll continue to do this throughout the offseason, going through different positions. One of those eventually we'll get to is cornerback. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about what could be a perceived weakness still and somebody who could possibly be a little help in the arms coming, as there has been a veteran Pro Bowler released at the cornerback position. We'll talk about that next here on the Damn Sports Show.
Big brats and big bucks.
You're going to want to hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our first Brat Fry is Friday, May 8th, 11-1 at Ballweg Implement. You can find them at 1749 North Spring Street in Beaver Dam.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
It's deer season at Ballweg Implement, your John Deere lawn care headquarters. On new John Deere compact utility tractors, they can offer 0% financing and cash off for qualified applicants on many models. Make your spring yard work easier with a John Deere compact utility tractor and additional cash off with two or more of the 100 attachments available. Stop in Saturday at 9 for their X-Series service clinic and ride and drive the full line of models at their Beaver Dam location. Visit Ballweg Implement in Waupun and Beaver Dam for these deer season deals, or online at ballweg.biz.
Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for consumer and ag use only. Down payment may be required. Available now through June 3rd.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
They're doing their best to work like Wildy today. What's your excuse? Don't let your eyes or ears miss anything happening on the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
We are under a month away. Friday, June 5th. Our For the Kids golf outing at the Beaver Dam Country Club is upon us. Registration is going to start that Friday, June 5th, at 8 a.m. Shotgun start for the actual round will be at 9 a.m. There's going to be prize winners announced immediately following the round. It's only $350 per foursome. That includes your carts. You'll get two carts with that and lunches for each of your players. There's a form available for download on DailyDodge.com. You can pay by cash, check, or Venmo to the GKB John Moser Children's Radiothon Venmo. And you can also mail your checks in to 100 Bill McCollum Way right here in Beaver Dam, 53916. Or last, there's a lot of ways that you can get involved with this. You can go to DailyDodge.com, click on the Radiothon tab, click then on the Radiothon Events tab, and you can register right there on the website. There's foursomes and twosomes available. And there's also whole sponsorships if you're a company or you want to get involved that way. And again, Ashley, get ready for this. 50-50 raffle baskets, 50-50 scratch-offs. Does it get any better than this?
No, it does not.
We've been doing a lot of preparation for this. We're going to get to see you on the actual golf course. Last year, we only had four for us right here at the station. I don't know how many golfers we have. We might have enough for two teams this year.
Yeah, I want to know who you want.
Who would you pick if you had to play with three other people from this office? Who are you picking?
Wade.
Yeah.
100%.
Strong pick. First pick. Good pick.
Nobody else. Wade.
And then everybody else, there's a gap?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, fair
enough. Maybe Nick.
All right. Now we got one left.
And Rue the dog.
All right, that's cool. A little bit of a shot at a couple of your teammates here in the building, but that's fine. Take the dog with you. That's fine.
Yeah,
you can have
Wally,
Air Bud.
Who?
Air Rue.
Air Rue. Oh, my gosh, she's so cute.
She's a cute dog.
If anybody's wondering, I have a window in my office, and Rue kept popping up on it all day long yesterday, and I asked if I could take her on the show, and Wally said no.
Yeah, well, I knew that it was going to take some of the shine off me, and I don't like that. Not on this show. We can't have the drive-by window of a dog popping
you
up and stealing all the attention.
You used the drive-by window, too, and you knew that was awesome.
It was great, and then it started sneezing all day. So thanks a lot, Wally.
Yeah, Wally claims to be allergic to dogs.
How do you claim? You either are or you aren't. I am allergic to dogs.
You sneezed.
I did. I sneezed. We have the sneeze tracker. I'm currently in the lead this month. That's not good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to bring in like a bunch of dog hair and just spread it all over your desk.
And that's fine. I'll throw pepper all over yours. We'll just start a real hands-on war here. The Green Bay Packers, as we transition back into football talk here, you sent this over to me a little while ago because we had heard noise going into the draft that there was a certain Kenny Moore that was being shopped around by the Indianapolis Colts, the Pro Bowl, former Pro Bowl cornerback, at this point of his career, playing more in that nickel corner role. He is now available. He got released earlier today. They were not willing to pay him the extra dime to keep him on the roster with what you would imagine is a pretty good cornerback core in Indianapolis, so it makes sense from that angle. But not being able to get the dollars, or at least the trade value, I think indicates that some teams are a little worried. He's 30, cornerbacks.
Yeah.
30 years old. Talk about dog years.
Yeah, that's tough.
He's an old man, effectively, but there is a need at cornerback for the Green Bay Packers. Last year, Javon Bullard, in his second season, played 537 snaps at the position, still on the roster. I'm interested to you, is this something that you believe Goody is going to pick up the call, pick up the phone anyways, make the call, and see if there is some interest that maybe a cheaper deal, a one-year deal perhaps, could land Kenny Moore back up in Green Bay?
I think there's a strong chance. I mean, Zaire Franklin posted about him and Kenny the other day. And, you know, they're friends. I could see Zaire being in, like, Goody's ear. But I also think it would be a smart logistical move for the need at cornerback. I don't think it's a bad idea.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep talking over you.
I know. We keep cutting each other off. I don't think it's a – and I think that overall, Moore would bring a lot of good to the city. I don't know if you knew this, but he's a three-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
Well, when you're looking for a team that the culture and the human being and the character of the players matter as much as it does in Green Bay, that part I'm with you.
Exactly.
Zaire Franklin being buddy-buddy – and being like excited to have his lunch pal back, that's got nothing to do with it. If he's going to be a Green Bay Packer this next year, It's because they have a perceived weakness at cornerback, and Javon Bullard might be the odd man out. Mm-hmm. I don't think, just knowing the track record of what Goody likes to do, especially with guys that have already turned 30, and at this position especially, I think that unless Kenny Moore is willing to pay or take a pay cut to actually come to Green Bay, I don't think there's going to be a mutual interest there. I think that he's going to be more inclined to go somewhere that's going to be willing to pay him close to the $10 million.
Do you think somebody is going to be willing to pay him?
I think somebody's going to be willing to pay him more than the Packers are.
Interesting. Okay.
I think that the Packers are going to be more in that, hey, we'd love to bring you in, but it's going to be more of that $6 million. It's going to be a cheap deal for us, low risk. Yeah. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And we're going to say, toodaloo, hope you have a great rest of your life, but you're not for us.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I think that you make a great point. Yeah.
Ooh, Wally made a good point. Let's go. Big day. That's a drop.
Up. It is. Yeah, I think that the Packers aren't going to offer him, you know, $10 million for the 2026 season. So I think that if another team's offering more money, obviously you go where the money is, right? And so he's not going to come here. But I think it would be a good addition if it did happen.
The one thing that, even if you are offered more money, the one thing that could keep him in the Green Bay is if, let's say that it's a team, I don't know, I'm just going to make one up. Let's say the Dolphins were interested and said, hey, we want to bring you in. Maybe he's like, yeah, that'd be sweet. Make some money. Go down there. What, no sales income tax? Woo-hoo, or no income, whatever. It's great.
Okay.
But they're not playing for anything next year.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, that's actually a good question. That's a good this or that. We'll start one early. Wally, would you rather go down to, or would you rather go on a team that is not going to win anything, but you make a lot of money, or go to a team where you're going to make less money, but you're going to win?
See, I think at the stage of the career that Kenny Moore's at to this point, I think I'd be more inclined to take a couple million-dollar discount and play for a winner. 100%. I mean, at this point of his career, he just came off of a four-year I think he'd take a few extra million at that point.
Yeah.
He had a four-year $33 million deal, and then he, of course, signed his extension for 3 years, $30 million. So he's made money. He's not exactly...
Yeah, it's not like he's destitute.
No, he's doing okay for himself. So perhaps maybe that would be inclination. Hey, I want to fight, and if I can perhaps win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, that could be the perfect way to really round out what has been a really, really solid NFL career.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it, in my opinion.
I'm at this point going to say that I don't believe it'll happen. But
yeah, me neither.
I'm going to also be smiling ear to ear if they do pony up, throw $5, $6 million at it.
Yeah.
And when we get to our cornerback rankings, maybe they're a little higher.
Oh, I like that.
All right. When we come back, we're at a weird point of the sports year where I love this time of year because it's the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs going on. You have baseball. You're now getting into that little bit of a lull in football season, which gives you more time to really look at these other sports. I want to look at the postseason formats around the professional sports landscape and which one makes the most sense, which one really should get shaken up. We're going to talk about it here in just a few moments on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hi, this is Clay Van Diest, head men's hockey coach at Marion University, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This Daily Dodge News update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. FEMA staff is knocking on doors in the Shiocton area to see how much flood damage was done. FEMA officials say they want to hear from anyone who suffered damage. The Moraine Park Foundation is getting a $250,000 donation from SSM Health and Agnesian Healthcare Foundation for a new Health and Human Services wing at the Fond du Lac campus. Another Wisconsin community is getting rid of its flock cameras. Appleton is citing concerns over its underlying system integrity. Deer are on the move this time of year. The Wisconsin State Patrol says deer are unpredictable and drivers need to pay attention. Invasive pests are causing billions of dollars of damage nationwide. You can help by not moving firewood or outdoor gear from place to place. You should also report seeing anything unusual. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
We all know moms work hard, and Menards makes it easy to shop for perfect Mother's Day gifts that will show her how much you care. We've got great gifts for mom. Spend more time outdoors with our impressive selection of patio furniture, whether relaxing in style or adding color and beauty to a backyard space. Trust Menards to help you make this Mother's Day just as special as she is. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Smalls here. What if you could enjoy the flavor of a cocktail without the alcohol? Meet RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free spirits category that delivers bold taste and a warming sensation, but with zero alcohol, zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero calories. So you can celebrate with friends, unwind after a long day, and wake up tomorrow feeling great. It's all the ritual of a drink without the regret. Discover RK at rkbeverages.com. That's A-R-K-A-Y beverages.com. RK, the spirit without the alcohol.
Evan Cohen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and more on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Stay tuned to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop that for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun. See our friend Tom or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards, Pokemon, whatever it is, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and their teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for that orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Earlier today, we saw on ESPN.com the announcement that the NCAA men and women's basketball tournaments are going to expand to 76 teams.
Terrible.
It's not great. We're in the midst right now of the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and it got me wondering, Ashley, when you start looking at these playoff formats, whether it's pro or, at this point, college sports feels as close to professional as we're ever going to get. I wanted to pose the question to you and answer it myself as well. What is the best playoff format out there, and what is the worst, and how can we adjust that? Because I think that we can both agree, as we heard you say before, the men's and women's national title or NCAA tournament in basketball expanding is the last thing we needed.
Yeah, what do you mean? Don't get me wrong, I love March Madness, but those play-in games, nobody ever really is as in-tuned as they are when it comes to, Tuesday and Wednesday. Everybody only just watches on Thursday and Friday. So now we're going to have, seven, I think, or six games.
Doesn't it feel like the little kid thing where you want Christmas every day?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's not special anymore?
No, it's not. Yeah, why are we... Yeah, I don't know.
76 is not where we're stopping either. It's going to eventually get to 128. We're going to have a whole extra round, and everybody and their mom is going to be playing in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and that's, not... fun.
No.
It's that's what makes competition so much fun is when there's competition.
Well, you're going to start seeing, like, if it does expand out eventually, because it'll eventually be like 96, and you're going to have the eight seeds have to play in with like 24 seeds, and then it'll eventually move up to 128.
That's crazy.
You're watering it down.
Yeah, and no, who wants that? I'm sorry. Like, I cannot imagine just, thanks.
So looking at, let's do negative first. Let's get the negative out, and then we'll turn around and look at positives. When you think of the worst constructed playoff format right now in sports, where are you thinking?
Well, I don't know if it's the format or just like itself. I don't like the NBA playoffs. It's boring. You know, they do play-in games too, which I guess is kind of like a wild card. But best of seven, I feel like I like how MLB does it, where it's in the wild card in the NLDS, it's best of five.
Yeah, and the wild card's even best of three.
Best of three, and then NLDS is best of five. And then I think NLCS is best of seven.
Yep.
And that, yep, because the Brewers lost four straight. And then I'm going to cry. And then the World Series best of seven. I don't understand. Noah, like, I don't love watching. I'm sorry. Like, imagine watching the wild card of seven games. The NBA playoffs are just so boring now. The NBA is just boring.
Well, and I think that you just hit the nail on the head there at the end, because I don't think that it's a matter of saving. The only thing I can think of that I've seen with the NBA playoffs floated around is that you truly almost get rid of conferences the way you seed in the postseason, and you have the best versus the worst, second best, second worst, and then in theory that you can have some really, really big matchups in the lead up to the finals, because it feels like so often one of the conferences is so much stronger than the other. Mm. It's murderer's row. And then if whoever wins that is going to have the team on the other side who got there, not to say in a free pass, but in a much simpler path. And I'm looking right now directly at the Eastern Conference Finals, because somebody's going to come out of the East that nobody, or at least a lot of people, didn't think had a realistic shot. And then you're going to get the Oklahoma City Thunder out of the West, and they're going to be favored to win the NBA Finals in four or five games.
Yeah, and that's just no fun.
No, it's not.
Where's the competition?
The one that bothers me most, and I know that we're in a desert, so to speak, of NHL coverage in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They have this weird setup where if people aren't diehard hockey fans, understand how you want to get it. The hand up from Dobes there for people not watching on Daily Dodge TV. They have four divisions. And the way they have it is it's effectively four tournaments to get to the Eastern Conference Final and Western Conference Final. It is the top three teams in each division, and then there is a wild card in each. The problem with that is sometimes you have the best couple teams in the entire league playing each other in the second round.
That's like that, but that's so tough too, because I feel like there's so many instances where it's like, so this is actually the World Series, or this is actually the Super Bowl.
Yes, but precisely.
Yeah, like there's one like very recently that somebody was like, I remember hearing like, this is going to be the Super Bowl.
You hear it almost every year. Yeah, it's like you get to like whatever. If it's the AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, and it's the winner of this wins, and more often than not, it seems like those people are correct.
But Wally, how
do you fix it?
That's what I was going to say. Would you rather have it be? No, because I'm thinking like, okay, what if you did AFC versus NFC for each? But I don't know. I feel like it would be so much more fun to not, like, I'm thinking football especially with NFL. I think it would be so much fun to one day have a Packers-Bears Super Bowl.
See, and I understand the allure of that.
Yeah, but it would suck if we lost.
Well, there's also something just, there's almost a celebration, even if you lose in the Super Bowl, where I'm trying to think, like, my father is a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and I look back when they lost to the Los Angeles Rams in 2021 in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was devastating. I still remember my dad sitting in his love seat for an hour, not speaking, just sitting in the chair.
He gets it.
Tough luck. But I remember that, but I also remember his excitement watching the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes on the road.
True.
Where it's like if the Brewers won the NL and lost in the World Series, there's still this like celebration of look how special this season is.
Well, that's exactly how it was last season.
Yeah, even in just getting to the NLCS.
Yeah, but I don't. That's a topic for another day because I just am still like devastated by that.
The NFL had a perfect playoff, in my opinion, about 5 years ago.
What was it?
Before we added the seventh wild card team, I loved having the best two division winners on each side get a bye. And then you have two wins. You need two games to get to the Super Bowl. Opposed to now, how often have we seen that seven seed is just a throwaway game?
Yeah.
And then that second seed doesn't get rewarded of getting a rest bye. I know that you can argue that it's sort of a bye because you're beating up a team by two scores, but it's still the physicality getting out there. I feel like we just added an extra game because we knew that people are going to watch extra football.
Yeah, I agree with you because I actually hate how I didn't even think about this until right now. I hate how when you have the NFC, NFC, I remember we were talking about seeding, and it was like, well, the Packers could get the one seed, or the Seahawks get the one seed, something like, or the Bears could. And like, how are the Seattle Seahawks? Because I'm thinking like, with baseball in the mind, it's like, wait a minute, yeah, you're right. It's the division as a whole. It's not the NFC North. It's the NFC division, and I don't like that.
Well, because, I mean, even a couple years ago, you had four teams in the NFC North all finish above 500. And then you'll have the occasional year where you have the one that jumps to my mind is Beastquake, the one where Marshawn Lynch had one of the most famous runs in the history of the National Football League. They were 7-9 when they beat Drew Brees and the Saints that year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people going into that game were miffed that the even prospect that the Seahawks made the playoffs under 500. Mm-hmm. That's something I think that at some point you could see almost a forfeiture of a division like guaranteed spot.
Yeah.
If you finish under 500, so the minimum would be 8-8-1. If you were below that, you have to make it as a wild card, even if you win the division.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I agree.
Roger Goodell, get on the phone.
Yeah, but that's tomorrow's guest, actually.
Yeah, that's perfect. We'll have Roger Goodell right after Jason Wilde, I'm sure. I'll put in a couple calls for us. That'll be great. Perfect. It's Thursday. It's time for This or That. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll get the show rolling here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Lows level off around 33 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow highs level off around 65. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the sports tab at dailydodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
At Key West Salon and Spa in Beaver Dam, it's time to celebrate you. Graduating this May or June? Congrats! Enjoy 20% off any hair service all month long. Just our way of helping you look your best for the big moment. And get ready for summer with the May Tanning Special. Get 12 tans for just $42. The perfect glow for graduation, vacations, or anytime you want to shine. Call 920-887-8999 to book today. Key West Salon and Spa in Beaver Dam. Your key to feeling great and looking even better.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going on, and you can save big on all the brands you know, all the brands you love, and all the brands you trust. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattresses like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster's, and so much more. Save on our no-interest financing for up to 72 months on any $19.99 or more minimum purchase on these mattresses. Save 40% on select Nectar mattresses, and save up to $1,500 on Purple mattresses and power bases. No one sells Sealy for less than us. Our Sealy Wintergreen mattress is on sale for as little as $399. And if you need some adjustment and pain relief in your life, take advantage of our Sealy Posturepedic $999 queen-size mattress with free adjustable power base. Save on everything during our Memorial Day sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Bring home the comfort you've been dreaming of at Slumberland Furniture of Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Is your business celebrating an anniversary, hosting a special event, or looking to drive foot traffic and boost your brand in the community? Then it's time to jump on board with 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge Broad Fries. Get ready to make room for our grills. We're inviting local businesses to become official Broad Fry hosts this season. It's a fun, high-energy way to bring customers to your location and create buzz around your business. You'll even partner with a local nonprofit organization to give back to the community while you grow. And this year's Broad Fry season will feature attendance-based guaranteed cash prizes for fans. All will be encouraged to get their stamp cards ready and participate in all Broad Fries on site. Everyone can follow along throughout the season. If they get their stamp cards stamped 5 times, they're entered into a random drawing for those guaranteed cash prizes.
No purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
It's great food, great crowds, and community impact. To become a host location, visit DailyDodge.com today and fire up your next event.
We asked parents to share their journey of adopting teens.
They changed who I am because I can't see life without them in it.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A show that's so good, you could hang up an in-season tournament banner for it. The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. This is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Here we are to wrap up the Damn Sports Show on this wonderful Thursday afternoon, and it's time for This or That. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. Ashley, let's get going. This or That, what do we have first?
All righty. Would you rather only communicate by yodeling or only whisper aggressively?
Aggressive whisper? Was that like a little mean whisper?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I don't know.
I think I'd rather mean whisper all the time, although I'm not a whisperer.
We know that, but you would have to be.
Yeah, because I don't think I physically could yodel.
Okay.
So I have to pass. Is that the same answer for you?
No, I think I would like to only whisper aggressively.
Oh, so you don't want to yodel?
Could you imagine talking like this every single day?
Well, I already get the Wally, come here, 38 Walter. Times a day.
I do not do that 38 times a day.
I don't know. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of between 1 and 38 times a day.
Whatever.
Next.
Play an entire football game in full scuba gear or play basketball in ski boots?
I feel like in basketball, like, you're going to embarrass yourself, or at least I'm going to embarrass myself either way. So I might as well at least be in ski boots and make a story come out of it. Scuba gear in football?
Like, yeah, that would be tough.
Because I imagine you're playing like turkey bowl with your family in scuba gear is what I'm imagining.
Yeah, or, you know, in the NFL. But you could really take some people down if you catch them.
How are you going to catch them? You got paddles.
I don't know, but it could happen.
It could happen. Angels in the outfield.
Every time you open a door, it leads to a random location. Or every chair you sit in slowly sinks like quicksand.
Can I go back through the door and go back to where I was? Or is it going to, like, every
yes,
time?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Wait, oh, every time?
No, you can go back. Yeah, you can go back.
Okay, so like in theory, I walk through a door, I'm in Morocco, and I'm like, you know what? This is pretty cool, but yeah. I'm not really feeling it today. I can walk right back, and I'm in Beaver Dam again?
Yeah.
Yeah, well then absolutely. Why would I ever take a sinking chair?
Yeah, but imagine you're trying to go to work, and you open up the door, and it's like, crap, this doesn't work again.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Sherry, I'm in Mexico. I don't know how to get back.
It happened again.
Every time I open the door, I go back to Asia. Sherry, I promise I'll be there.
I will. I just got to open it up until it's at 100 Bill McCollum way. I'm sorry.
You'd have to be a remote worker. There's no way.
Yeah.
You'd have to wake up. No, there's no way.
You'd have to have an open remote. You'd have to have like a station or oh my gosh, what is it called when you only have a studio? There we go.
Yeah, a studio living.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather be an elite athlete, but only in sports that don't exist anymore, or be terrible at every modern sport?
Okay, well, So this is truly a this or that where I'm good. So like I'm bad no matter what.
You're an elite athlete in sports that don't exist anymore. Well, or you're terrible at every modern sport.
But if I take the first one, I could be good at modern sports too. There's no rule like that,
no,
right?
No, you will not be good at modern sports. You'd be elite at sports that don't exist.
All right. Well, I think I'd rather be elite in sports that don't. But how many sports? What do you think about
I don't
like,
know.
How many sports are there?
I'm going to look up what sports don't exist anymore.
Well, and it's going to be like human sacrifices from like 600 years ago. Gladiator fights. Although that'd be pretty cool to walk around saying okay. I'm an elite gladiator. That's why they had to get rid of it.
Okay. Auto polo.
What's auto polo?
No, auto. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. Auto polo. A variation of traditional polo played in automobiles instead of horseback.
It sounds like, do you remember that game that the kids would play, the one with the car and it's like soccer?
Sure.
they do it now. It's like you can flip your car, score goals. That's what it sounds like in real life.
Yeah. Bladder ball.
I'm scared. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, I think I know what this is.
It's a chaotic game involving a large inflated ball. Basically, the objective was to gain possession of the ball by any means necessary.
Was it actually made out of a liver of a past like living animal?
Sure. Yeah.
Because that's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, that makes sense. Chariot racing? Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. You'd be really good at chariot racing.
Yeah, well, we basically already have the ponies. This is assuming that they actually want to race.
There's actually a good amount. I'm not going to read through all of them, but yeah, there's a good amount. So you're going to be elite at those?
Yeah, I want to be an elite gladiator. That's what I want to be.
Okay.
All right.
Next. Every time you blink, you teleport 5 feet in a random direction. Or every time you sneeze, it starts raining on you only.
How long does it rain?
15 minutes. So you're just like drenched. Like imagine you sneeze before like a partner meeting and then you walk into Cassandra Schmitz just drenched.
I'm imagining is I'm sitting at my desk and I sneeze and my computer's like, no.
You're like holding it to the side. You're like, not again.
You have to have like an umbrella wherever you go in the office.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. It passes.
Yeah.
Although then I can actually do the weather thing. You know, like the weather, wait 15 minutes.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Last one.
Hit a walk-off home run, but while you're running, you trip and faceplant on the bases. Or you strike out every time, but you look insanely cool while doing it.
Do I get paid well still?
Yeah.
Every single time?
I think I would pick the trip rounding the bases, because how funny would that be?
Well, you'd also be like just an instant meme forever.
Yeah.
It's also just like you hit a walk-off home run. So what are they really going to say about you at the end of the day?
Exactly.
All right. That's a good one to round it out. I think you're right. I think I'm picking the same one.
Okay.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show today. We will be back one more time this week. Same time and same place tomorrow. Homer Hour is coming up next. Damn Sports Show back tomorrow on 1430 ESPN Beaver.